I'd like to discuss law of tithing. In the book of Malachi, the Lord asked, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse that ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all tithes into a storehouse, that there should be meat in my house, saith the Lord of hosts. And prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour you out the blessings that there should be room enough to receive it." Tithing is such an important commandment. When the Lord appeared on the American continent after his resurrection, he repeated those same exact word. And the Lord said, "In our days, those who have thus been tithed shall pay 1/10 of all their entrance annually." In the book of Leviticus, the Lord repeated 3 times about tithing, "Holy unto the Lord." The Lord said, "Prove me now," or in other words, "Test me now, if I will not open the windows of heaven." Many of us test the Lord and right away. However, some do not. Now, all these 10 apples belongs to the Lord. And he asks us to return to him only 1/10. Are you offering the small bite? Are you still have 90% of the apple? Are you willing to offer the Lord small portion? Or are you ashamed? Or do you try to patch up and hide the bit portion and then offer to the Lord? And the Lord said, "Behold, I, the Lord, requireth a heart and a willing mind. Willing mind, obedient, shall eat the good of the land of Zion in these latter days." A few years ago, I received the assignment to organize the Cary, Idaho stake. The plane landed at Twin Falls, and President Roy Hubert, who had served so well, met me there and drove me to his home. While we were driving, and I asked him, "Is there anything I could do for you and for your saints?" He said, "Oh, we have a terrible, serious drought at the last few years. And this year, particularly, the severe, and the many farmers have left town to find employment elsewhere." I was so disturbed for our faithful members who loves the Lord and the church, yet were losing their farms. A young bishop, R. Spence Ellsworth, called to serve as a stake president. During the Sunday general session, result of the drought weighed heavily on my mind. As I was speaking, a strong prompting came. I asked him to do the following. 1, faithfully pay tithing, honest tithing, both young and old. 2, humbly hold regular individual and a family prayer. 3, devotedly have daily personal and a family scripture study. 4, thankfully keep the Sabbath day holy. 5, gratefully go to the temple often, there offering a thanksgiving. 6, willingly sustain and follow the new leaders. 7, hold a stake-wide fast, including everyone in the affected communities who would like to participate. For the next couple days, following the state conference, many members planted their crops with a complete faith, even though there was no forecast of rain. On a Wednesday, under the direction of President Ellsworth, the whole stake fasted. The same week, many members and leaders and their spouses went to the Boise, Idaho temple and offered their thanksgiving. While these faithful saints were in the temple, rain began fall on the entire community. Though weather forecast was indicated no moisture for the next few weeks. Following Saturday, good rain fell again for a few days. This happened late in the month of April. Significant snow fell in the mountains, providing enough moisture. In the Dietrich and then Richfield communities, their reservoir was under 30%. But after fasting, the reservoir was nearly full. The carry water supply increased from 44% to more than 100. Throughout the rest of the growing season, as the members of the carry stake increased their faith by fasting a few more times, paying honest tithes continually, attending the temple more frequently, and the Lord heard and then answered their prayers. Frost came that year late, so that the farmers were able to harvest grain and the sugar beets, alfalfa, potatoes, and other crops. From that day and each year since, they have offered their thanksgiving prayers because of his tender mercies. The Lord continues to bless them. In the book of Chronicles, that the Lord said, "In my people call my name and shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will I forgive their sins and will heal their land." And the paying full honest tithes lead us to the temple. Tithing is the President Hinckley's the prophetic priority. Last week at the Young Women's Conference, President Hinckley said, "While tithing is paid with money, more importantly, it is paid by faith." Another time he said, "This is not so much a matter of money, it is a matter of faith." I urge you, every one of you, to take the Lord at his word in this important matter. Close quote. It is the matter of commitment. The earth belongs to the Lord, and this includes our own lives. He allows us to use everything on this earth. He only asks us to return one-tenth. Tithing is a token of a gratitude, obedience, thanksgiving, and a token of our willingness and obedient dedication. Paying tithing willingly develops an honest and pure heart. Paying tithing increases our love for the Lord. The Lord said, "It is a day of sacrifice and a day for the tithing of my people." Brothers and sisters, let us demonstrate our faith. And let us show our willingness to obey. I promise you, in the name of Jesus Christ, when you and I pay honest, true tithe to the Lord, that the Lord will open the windows of heaven. I know that Heavenly Father lives. Therefore, he will bless you. Jesus is our Savior. Joseph saw Heavenly Father and his son, Jesus Christ. This is his church. President Gordon B. Hinckley is a living oracle of God. He asks you to come often to the temple. This is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.